We can talk about the anniversary of January 6th, as they're calling it, soon enough. But right now, I just wanted to talk about this. And what it is the recent winner of Jeopardy, a person who won big and identifies as a woman. Now, let's get something straight from the top. This is not a sports competition. This has nothing to do with any female athletes of any kind. There is, again, no physical competition involved. This is a game show. And historically, they are always unisex. They have male contestants and female contestants, and it all has to do with what you have up here, right? So it doesn't matter about your body mass. It doesn't matter about your hormones, your testosterone, your lack thereof, your strength, anything like that to make it uneven and unfair. But I'm bringing it up because, nevertheless, even though everything I said is true about this not having anything to do with an unfair advantage that a biological man would have in a competition among women, and this was men and women on the show, right? Is the fact that this person who won was said to be the first female to make that much money or win that much money or whatever. That's how it was worded in the news. In fact, let me just bring up an article, and it actually reads, Jeopardy champ Amy Schneider becomes first woman to surpass the $1 million mark. And it says first woman. And see, this is where I'm going to have a problem, and will go to my grave saying so, because this person is not the first woman to do that. It may be the first transgender woman to do it. It may be the first man in a dress to do it, but it's not the first woman. And not that these people care, but it's how you lose anyone who may have had any kind of support for your movement, if you will, when you are saying things that are not true. And then you say that people don't respect you or your pronouns or your identity or your beliefs or whatever it is when you are disrespecting biological women everywhere when you refer to trans women in this way. Now, the article says the Jeopardy contestant continued to make history on Friday's episode when she became the first woman ever and fourth person in the game show's history to earn more than 1 million in non-tournament play. See, they're associating this person who identifies as a woman as actually making strides for our sex. In the same way that they say we have the first female vice president. But again, I've said this before. Does it mean anything when men are being given this same title to be the first to make history in this, that, or the other? Such as our health secretary under Biden and others. So that's where I have a problem. Now, let's see what people are saying on the internet in support of this person. And the way that the headline phrased it is that she was responding to the Twitter trolls with humor and grace. Amy Schneider, a current record holder for the most consecutive wins by a woman, false, addressed some of the hateful messages she received online. And see, when you speak the truth, when you challenge something, if it doesn't go along with the mainstream narrative that they want to push or expect you to believe as factual, it will be called hate. Jeopardy contestant Amy Schneider has a few choice words for the transphobic comments that have been directed at her on social media. Schneider, who is the first transgender contestant to qualify for the Tournament of Champions on the show, see, at least there they said it correctly, first transgender, whatever it is, that's the actual title, not more, not less. Address the commentary sent to her through messages over the course of December in a tweet on the last day of the year. And here Amy writes, I'd like to thank all the people who have taken the time during this busy holiday season to reach out and explain to me that actually I'm a man. Every single one of you is the first person ever to make that very clever point, which had never once before crossed my mind. So, good. Here Amy is admitting that she is a man, and she knows it, and she doesn't need other people to point it out. And in her little sarcastic way, which is perfectly fine. But if you really believe that this is not the first time that you're aware that you're actually a man, you would not accept them telling you that you're the first woman to achieve anything because you're not. So you're being insincere with that. Because on the one hand, you're saying you're aware that you're a man, and on the other hand, you're accepting the title that you didn't really earn. Fans and followers of the contestant flooded the replies of her post with love and support, as well as denouncing anyone sending hateful words to her. Is it really hateful? Or is it really just saying the truth? Because if we just stick to the facts, they will still call it hateful. we could not talk about her at all and just say, let's not say first woman or first female when it doesn't really apply. And they'll still say it's your troll and they'll still say it's hateful. And here are some of the many people in her corner. As a former contestant and the parent of a young trans woman who did quiz bowl in high school and college, it's been great to watch you. Congratulations on your streak and on having the grace to take the high road, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look, if I had a son who identified as a woman, I'm not going to pretend that he's a woman. I know what I gave birth to. He will always be a boy who grew into a man, and what he decides to call himself later, that will be his choice, his decision, his business. But I think people, you know, who support this are the kind of people who encourage this in their kids and want them to live in fantasy land and don't want to tell them the truth when it comes to this and other things. That's how I see it. I don't watch Jeopardy often, but when I was home for the holidays, you were on, and my mom and I have been following closely since. You are the role model we need. So cool to watch a beautiful, minded, intelligent, and unapologetically authentic human make waves in history. Well, I'll agree with you on the fact that this person is a human, and at least you didn't say it was a woman. A role model? I don't know about that. But again, I will give it to this particular person for calling the winner a human and not dwelling too much on the transgender stuff as if that is some kind of award in life. Same thing with the LGBTQ, LMNOP++. Your sexual orientation or preference isn't something to be proud of. It's not a badge of honor. It's not a medal. It's nothing special. It just is. Many users also praised Schneider's role as a contestant for bringing the needed representation to television and how it has helped their own family's perception shift. Well, duh. That's the whole point of all of this on their end. They want people to change their minds and see things their way and not have their own opinions about it or have problems with it. They want to make sure that everybody is brainwashed really good and accepts this as normal when it's not. You have actually helped shift my parents' perception of womanhood, and I couldn't thank you more. You are such a brilliant queen, and I could not enjoy your run on Jeopardy more. Thank you for being you and showing up and representing. We are rooting for your success and power. Yes, because if anything we need in this world in terms of priorities is more men in dresses pretending to be women and changing the perception of womanhood into something it's not. Somehow, after 2 to 3 years of conversation, you being on Jeopardy every night has taught my dad to be accepting of trans people. You know, these tweets, they sound a little handpicked. What do you think? They're all saying the same thing. Because of you, my family believes that women are men and men are women. You're the first person he's used correct pronouns with. A 83-year-old man saying this isn't too hard. Thanks for your message of love. You know what? Nobody gives about your pronouns. But hey, if that's what you accomplish at 83, using correct pronouns on someone else, is it correct pronouns or is it preferred pronouns, hence compelled speech? Schneider has remained in headlines in recent weeks due to her longstanding run on the show. On December 2021, the engineering manager from Oakland had won her 10th consecutive game with a total of blah, blah, blah. Because what I want to point out is the lie again here where it says, broke the record for most wins by a woman, which was set by Julia Collins in 2014. So this person beat the record of a biological woman. So you know what? Even though it's not a sports competition, even though these are not athletes, we still have to take issue with it because they're giving the title to the transgender as beating out the former woman who reached that level previously. And you know, for everybody that applauds this and thinks this is progress and that this is making strides and that this is good for society, you're sadly mistaken because this is not right. This is not true and actually goes against all the speeches about equality when you're being stepped on essentially by people who want to say there's something they're not. And for the life of me, I don't understand what normal, red-blooded American woman, or any woman anywhere really, feminist or no feminist, doesn't see an issue with this. Keep in mind, we're not the ones trying to differentiate the contestants by male or female. They're the ones separating it that way and giving the, accolades accordingly. And another thing that confuses me so is that these are the same people who want to remove gender terminology from things. They don't want you to say mother. They don't want you to say, you know, pregnant woman. They want you to say birthing person or birthing people or anything that makes it ambiguous. So in this case, they just can't say Jeopardy person I mean, why does it have to be the best, female top earner? Does that make sense? But let's see what the winner has to say. Though she is proud to be a trans woman, Schneider expressed in a lengthy Twitter thread at the end of November that she didn't want to make her Jeopardy appearance too much about being trans. Well, too late, because that's exactly what it is. You should have also made it that they didn't call you a woman. I'll say that until my face turns blue. And if you're wondering why I'm so intent on saying that and talking about this, it's because not enough people are doing so. The fact is, I don't actually think about being trans all that often. Look in the mirror. And so when appearing on national television, I wanted to represent that part of my identity accurately as important, but also relatively minor. She said, referring to the trans pride flag pin she wrote on the Thanksgiving episode. But I also didn't want it to seem as if it was some kind of shameful secret. It never is. Nothing that is done revolving pride, from what I've seen, seems to cause anybody any shame. They're actually proud, hence pride. While it's gratifying to know that people didn't necessarily know I was trans until they read about it, or maybe looked at the TV, I do want people to know that aspect of me. I think being trans is really cool. Now, something that I found interesting, which I don't have handy in this article because I have read a couple of them when this person first came up on my radar again, was that the trans woman said that her girlfriend helped her prepare. So that's how she was able to do well, I guess, with questions that had to do with culture or modern stuff. And I thought, here goes another man in a dress pretending to be a lesbian. I mean, what else do you call it if you're a trans woman with a girlfriend? Anyway, here's what I think. Don't accept titles of first female or first woman or first man or first, if it's the other way around, if it's a trans man winning stuff. And also, where are all the feminists that are always bitching about the patriarchy? Because once again, here we have an example of women being stripped of titles that are being given to men where it doesn't belong. But not everybody agrees with me. Now, before I told you that she was touted as breaking the record for most wins by a woman, and that was Julia Collins. Well, here's Larissa Kelly, who I guess she beat as far as highest overall earnings. And Larissa herself congratulates her by saying, "Congratulations to Amy on being the woman with the highest overall earnings in the show's history." She called her a woman too. Do we stand a chance with women like these who are allowing men to steal their records? I don't know. If anyone, has the stuff to cut it, good for you. But just don't call it a
Alvin, you've
woman.
got the final word.
I just think we shouldn't confuse the two. Trans women should be able to live their lives as ever they see fit. Trans men, the same. Identify however you like, but that does not make you male or female. You cannot change your sex. You can argue about gender all day, every day, but sex is your biology. You are born with the XY or XX chromosome. You are born either producing sperm or eggs in most cases, and you cannot change your sex.
In most cases.
Some people have problems, absolutely, and we shouldn't laugh about it. I understand you've been charitable and trying to support people, but you're conflating ideology with truth, and that's dangerous.
We kept that fairly civilized. Thank you, gentlemen, both very much indeed.